Hello, anesthesia enthusiasts. I'm Nate Moore, and you're listening to Style Points. This is a special episode because today we are going to hear from the graduating class of interns here at the University of Cincinnati. They've completed a challenging year learning the foundations of medicine along with the basics of anesthesia and are about to enter the promised land of their clinical anesthesia years. We're lucky to have them here today because tomorrow will be their first day as CA1 residents, and we're going to get the chance to hear them reflect on lessons learned and experiences gained over their past year.
My name is Anne. I learned a lot this year. Your first year of residency is pretty hard. I think there were two big buckets. There's all the logistic things that you learn, all the medical knowledge, learning a new hospital system, learning how to work well in teams. All of those are important, but I think kind of a more important bucket to me personally was more so some of like the emotional growth of intern year. I think we can get really caught up in, how do we go about caring for patients from a systems perspective? How do we get them connected to the right medicines, the right physicians, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes we don't always get great instruction of how to educate patients, how to, understand what their goals are. And we learn all of these lovely things in med school about how to care for patients medically, but not always how to address their needs beyond the medical issue that's on our problem list. I have some personal bias here since I like critical care. I like very sick patients. And I think there's a really important role for more of that emotional kind of care. So I think one of my biggest learnings this year was how to integrate that into care for all my patients, not just trying to, address their acute need for dialysis, but to always keep in mind that, this may not be what they want for their quality of life long term. And it's important to keep those kind of macro views about how they are as a person outside of their medical problem. So learning how to balance that with all of those other logistic things was a really big area of growth for me this year.
I think that's super insightful. And you're right, it's not something you necessarily learn about in med school. And then it can hit you like a freight train when you get into residency and you kind of have an idea of what you want to do medically and discover you might not be able to do it from a social standpoint. Any specific examples of situations where this kind of really became real for you?
Yeah, I think, you learn a lot of this through modeling. And I don't think I quite grasped how much I learned about this until, honestly, this past week I finished on a general medicine rotation. We have a lot of medical students, so a lot of learners around. And we had this very lovely patient who was very sick, had terminal cancer, had a lot of medical complaints going on. And we were doing formal bedside rounds, and this medical student was doing a very lovely job presenting all of the medical issues for this patient. Ultimately, it was a very complex case, and she went through, all of this data and all of these things that we were going to try and do, and she kind of paused, and I cut her off. It's like, I think that's lovely, but we should maybe take a step back, think about what we're doing, what you want, and within 2-3 minutes of, meaningful discussion with this patient and her family who was there, they were already on the edge of, I don't think we want to pursue these things anymore. I think we want to be with family and I think we want to be comfortable and I don't think we want to do more things here in the hospital. We were able to send that patient home that day, comfortable, through that conversation, which was very validating to me that, I was able to learn to balance those things this year.
My name is Michelle, and I think one of the things, I don't know if it's something I learned, but something I noticed was really important for me this year. you know, everyone talks about having a good support network, but I came to a city where I had no support network. And I know a lot of people are in that position when they're moving to a new city. Maybe they're leaving their family for the first time. They're going to a city that they've never been to. And that's kind of the position I found myself in. And although I have great co-residents and co-interns and I love hanging out with them, the likelihood of us having the same time off was pretty low. So like if there was ever a day where I had a random Tuesday or a random Thursday off, it's not like my resident friends also had that day off. And so for me, it was really important to develop a support network and a group of friends outside of medicine that they would be free on a random Tuesday afternoon and we could hang out. And so I think that's, if you're moving to a new city, I know like a lot of people bop around for undergrad and then for med school and stuff. So you're used to meeting new people and you're used to making new friends. But I think in residency, especially like having a group of friends, especially if you're moving to a city where you don't have family or anyone that you know, having a group of friends outside of medicine that you can hit up on any random day at any random hour is really important. And it was important for me. So like examples, I'm a very active person, so I met a lot of people through rock climbing. I've met a lot of people through snowboarding. And just, yeah, developing a network outside of medicine is important, even if your co-residents are really cool.
That's a hard thing about medicine, too, is it's super stressful, and we yank you from one city to the next city, and you need a support network to be successful at it, and it can be really hard to keep creating new ones. What advice would you give to someone who feels like they're struggling with finding their support network when they're somewhere totally new?
I think start with your hobbies. You know, there are like interest groups in every city, likely in line with your hobbies, but honestly, like try a new hobby, like find some, if you can't find a good group of whatever you're used to doing within that city, try something new and meet new people that way. I think just putting yourself out there and being open to new experiences, new things, new people.
Hey, I'm Max. You know, just going through the end of my intern year, I feel like that the biggest lesson that I've learned is that, you know, no matter how hard it gets, it really helps to just be a little bit kind. Like when you're in the deep trenches of intern year and, you know, you are just exhausted by all the internal medicine you're doing and not the anesthesia, just a little bit can go a long way. I have a kind of a really surprising example of this. It actually just happened to me yesterday. I was in the ED and there's this nurse who was just like walking by and she goes up to me and she says, "Did a patient's family member take a photo of you by any chance?" Apparently there's like a framed photo, an actually framed photo of me in the emergency department now. and I was just incredibly surprised by that. I was like, yeah. She's like, "What happened? Why is that there?" And so I was on long call and I was, I don't know, at like, it was probably 7 p.m. and I was just cross covering on all the other teams, just answering pages. And one family, they wanted to speak to a doctor about like, you know, the plan for the day. They hadn't spoken to anybody for hours and hours and hours. I mean, that's not totally abnormal and it's not unusual for that to happen. But, you know, it was me on cross cover. I really had no idea what the true game plan was for these patients. And when I went down there, I told them that, you know, I can only say what the team has told me. And they just said that you're being worked up for either like an infectious joint or maybe just a gout flare. But they had been sitting down in the emergency department for over like 24 hours. The hospital was full. They were admitted to the hospital, but they didn't have a room in it. They didn't even have a room in the emergency department. They were just in one of the triage chairs for over 24 hours, basically. They were pretty upset. And, you know, I told them that I would communicate with the orthopedic team. I couldn't make any promises, of course, and I wasn't leading their care. So even though the orthopedic surgeons, they said, you know, we're not going to go and see them. We'll see them tomorrow morning, just like the plan. They really just appreciated me coming down to talk to them because no one had for just hours and hours and hours. And they were just sitting in a chair. And this guy was like 88 years old. And his wife really appreciated that somebody came down to talk to them.
I think that's something we lose sight of too from the medicine side. We get wrapped up in the plans and we forget that there's a patient on the other end who would probably like to hear what the plan is or get at least an update about what's going on.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned something interesting where a lot of times as an intern, I remember going down to talk to a patient and I didn't necessarily have a clear idea of what the plan was yet or when you're cross-covering what the plan earlier in the day was. What are some things you would say in those situations to kind of update the patient, but when you don't have a full idea of what's going on in the background?
Yeah. So what I really try to emphasize is that although the day team has, you know, full knowledge of your situation and where they plan to go with your care, I can try my best to explain what has been done so far and that if there are any questions to definitely take them up with the day team and that I can pass that information along as well.
Right. I'm Anna, and I've been thinking about this. There's two things that I want to talk about. One is that doing well intern year, I think, is equally dependent on like working hard and like gaining that medical knowledge and your ability to get along with others. Your team is constantly changing. Normally, you're only like, especially on medicine, you're working with the same group for a week total. And some portion of that team is always going to be changing. And I found that the hard days weren't as hard when you had a really good team and you worked well together and you had something that bonded you together as a team that you could all kind of relate to and joke around with after a really long day. I think that made my intern year a lot better, realizing that as soon as you can make those connections, like the sooner the better, because it makes your week not so long.
And that's a crazy thing about medicine is we really like these ad hoc teams, even more in the OR when you have a different team every day, different surgeon, different circulator, different everybody. What were some strategies you used when you were on those days where the team was switching over and you had a whole new attending or other team members coming on to kind of get everybody up to speed?
I think a lot of times we would try to find a common thread between the group by asking, what do you do for fun outside of, like, if you weren't here, what would you be doing kind of thing? And we all would normally find something in common from those conversations and then draw back to those every day or talk about a similar artist that we liked, play that music in the workroom or something like that. My second thing is, as a med student, I was full of anxiety. The transition from fourth year of medical school to being an intern was a little bit, it was difficult at first because I was still in the mindset of kind of like being evaluated and constantly being watched. And I was like, that's not going to be sustainable for intern year for an entire year. So every morning on the drive into work, if I started to feel that like anxiety creeping up, I would just tell myself, like, I am now here to learn. I'm not here for an evaluation. I'm not here to prove myself. I'm here to learn. And that really, really helped change my perspective. I wasn't going home and like being just completely exhausted at the end of the day anymore. It's like I was able to enjoy my time at work way more once I was able to look at it that way.
I'm Garrett. A few things I learned from intern year. It's hard because I learned a lot during intern year, but something I think that helped me a lot and is probably going to help me going in the future is just trying to be kind to and, you know, as friendly as you can with all of your co-residents, even if they're not in your own specialty, at the very least cordial. And also, even if it's like a rotation that you're not too excited to do, you know, trying to show up to work every day, eager to learn and eager to help the team as best you can. I feel like if you do that, then the people that you're working with, your seniors, your faculty, they notice that, and it provides you a lot more opportunity, and it allows you to have, you know, a little bit more independence than if you're not showing up as eager to work. I've heard, you know, some seniors that say, you know, I was on these rotations I didn't really like, so I just tried to do the bare minimum. But if you're expected to go to work every day and you show up, you know, giving your best, then it really gets noticed and it allows you to have more opportunities, more procedures, you know, which is something that I really tried to do. When I was on my ICU rotations, they saw that I was a hard worker and they would knew that I was interested in procedures and would seek me out if they knew there was something that I wanted to do because they, you know, valued the way that I presented myself on a day-to-day basis. So I think that that's something that was really valuable during my intern year and something that I would recommend doing for any incoming interns, regardless of the rotation that you're going to be a part of.
I think that's super insightful. And I definitely agree. I think when you're kind to other people, especially in the hospital where people often are not very kind to each other, that's reflected back at you and it makes your life easier. Any specific examples of when someone was kind to you and that made your day better?
I think that just by presenting myself as being kind, and you can tell some people have bad days and you can't take a lot of that stuff personally because it doesn't always reflect their true character. I think that, you know, almost every day I had positive interactions with the majority of the people that I worked with. I can't think of one particular example, but I know that things like when I was on the emergency department and I would call my medicine colleagues that I had worked with for 5 months, you know, when they pick up the phone, they're not excited to get admissions from the ED, but I would be like, oh, hey, John, it's Garrett. And they would, you know, knowing that it's me, it would kind of take the or break the ice or take a little bit of the edge off. And I, you know, sometimes I would apologize like, hey, I'm sorry. I know you guys are getting slammed right now, but I have this new admission for you. And it kind of made everything a little bit easier with that regard. And I think that, you know, moving forward, some of these relationships, especially in the ICU, are going to need to be maintained. So it can only help moving forward as well.
My name is Claudia Mort, and I am going to be a CA1 in about a week.
Woo!
One of the most important things that I would say I learned was the importance of a routine. I basically would set everything up so that the morning before work, it would be super easy to just grab my stuff and go. So at the beginning of the week, I would set up all my outfits. Like, it was basically always the same, but I would set up all my outfits. So I would just grab the one at the top of the pile and put it on. I had the same breakfast, I think, almost every single day. And that just made my mornings way better. And in that, I was able to find time for myself, which I think is so important in this transition. As we shift from like medical students to caring for other people, it's easy to forget to take care of yourself because you're so focused on doing well. But in that, it's so important to recognize when that's happening and find a way to step back to care for yourself. So with this routine, I was able to carve out time to like do my makeup in the morning. And that was a form of self-care that I know I'm going to have every single day. So that's one thing that made me feel good. And I could do it consistently despite of whatever's going on. I had a good start to the day.
That's super cool. Now, that's something I now wish I had done during my intern year.
It makes so much easier.
And you make, you make so many decisions throughout the day. It's nice to take some of those other decisions off your plate and make your day a little easier. What are good breakfast options when you're prepping for the next day? I need to know for myself.
I did have two options. So one was just like overnight oats, and I made it super boring, but it worked. In like a container that I could just take to work with me in my bag to eat while charting. I would just take like oats and I would put almond milk the night before or like maybe a couple nights before. And then the morning of, I just add blueberries to it. Or I would have a smoothie and it's like the same smoothie every single time when I have a smoothie.
Nice. That definitely sounds like it made life easier in a potentially stressful year.
Yeah, it allowed me to prioritize myself in the aspects I cared about and that make me feel good.
All right, I'm Morgan. A few things that I learned during intern year. One would be relying on the class above me, especially like asking questions when I felt like maybe things weren't going the way maybe I had expected, and that maybe my experiences weren't meeting what expectations that I had for that rotation. And so just reaching out and kind of getting advice or support, I felt like was really helpful and kind of put things into perspective. And then the other thing would be feeling as an intern that every time you got a call that you were expected to solve the question that was presented to you and fixing all of your patients' problems, which is not possible at sometimes. And so one of the things would be some of the littler calls you'd get about like a patient having a little bit of like a headache or a little bit of stomach pain, something like that, that after asking all the important questions, making sure they didn't have any like red flag symptoms, just asking the patient, you know, often they'd say like, yeah, I've had something like this before. And, you know, especially if it's like a headache, you could be like, well, what do you usually do when you get a headache? And sometimes they'd be like, I'll just like sleep it off and drink some water. And you can say, all right, let's try that first. You don't have to always give them Tylenol. Or if you do give them Tylenol, that might work and that might be fine. And you don't need to go further than that. And so it's okay to always just like take a step back and not fix everything right in the moment.
I think that's definitely really important, especially starting out. And especially when you don't know what's a disaster situation and what's not yet. What needs to be escalated and what doesn't need to be escalated. Can you tell me about a time where you got a question that you didn't know the answer to and kind of how you worked through talking to a more senior person and came to a solution together?
I don't know. I have, like, just one case, like I think trying to learn like sick versus not sick is hard sometimes, especially as an intern. And it's something that really just like takes time. But I did have this one patient that was on my team, but it wasn't like my direct patient that I was caring for that day. And when I saw the patient that morning, I didn't have any indication, but when I looked at the patient, I was just like, you look sick. Like something seems different after seeing this patient after a few days. Didn't have any indication. And then I was there on long call and then got like called back to the room. And I was like, there's obviously something wrong. And I was like, I don't know why the patient needs to go to the ICU. So we ran a bunch of labs and their hemoglobin was extremely low and they had a GI bleed. And so while I couldn't figure it out before, eventually I was like, okay, my suspicions were correct that something else needed to happen with this patient.
So my name is AJ Pagan. And some things I learned about intern year, I think really investing in your intern class is really important. We had a unique experience where we had six people from where I went to med school, UC, join our class. I wasn't necessarily friends with them in medical school, but starting residency, we've gotten very close. And I think that's been a great experience for all of us. And getting close, we've kind of built this friendship past just colleagues. We do lots of things together, and then I think it extends into work where we're always willing to help each other out, whether that be on like an internal medicine rotation where someone's getting swamped in the OR when we're on anesthesia and we know that you're having trouble setting up a room or something. And I think just taking that extra step to get to know each other goes a long way, both like academically in your career and then outside of work. It's always good to have a lot of new friends wherever you're moving to.
I think that's a really good point, and it's so important to have people you trust as kind of your support system, because intern year is stressful and you're going to need people to lean on and help you out. Do you remember what things you did or the group did at the start of intern year that kind of brought everyone together so you had that cohesive group?
Yeah, so since a lot of us are from the area, we grabbed a lot of dinners together, places that we recommended, and we made sure to include each other's significant others in there to actually get to know, you know, your family and everything that's like what is important to you, to get to know you more than just like the surface level of I'm XYZ and I'm interested in anesthesia and the one or two things. So now I think our significant others are also friends with each other. And I think that's important too, because, you know, residency is stressful, time consuming, and having,
your significant others also have a support system that extends beyond their own friends is important, because everyone's kind of going through the same thing, and having the chance to have common experiences and bonding, I think, has been important too.
And now I have to ask this, what's your favorite place to get dinner in Cincinnati?
Oh, that's a good question. I think the best bang for your buck, I think, that I've been going to recently is Pepin Dolores. It's an Italian restaurant. Really good homemade pasta for a pretty affordable price. But we've gone to Matri a bunch as a class. They have pretty good pizza there. And then the beer is also very good.
My name is Nate. I'm one of the residents at UC. And I'd say the biggest thing I learned this year that I took away from was how to advocate for myself and how to advocate for others. I found that, at least from my experience going through intern year, there were several opportunities that came up where there were things that maybe to me appeared like they could be improved upon. And so I reached out to my seniors, to my faculty, to discuss ways that, you know, we can make things better. And I feel that as an intern, sometimes that can be intimidating, or sometimes you feel like that's not your place to do that. But I think one thing that I definitely took away from this year was that, you know, everyone has the opportunity to do that, that, you know, it doesn't depend on what year you are, if you're a junior or a senior, et cetera.
I think that's really insightful, and it's really hard to do when you're just starting out as an intern, especially if you're going to a location you haven't been before. What was kind of your process when you saw something you didn't think was right? What did you do to get in touch with people that could help?
Yeah, so I think the first thing for me is trying to get feedback from my peers immediately to see, you know, if what I was feeling was out of the norm, or if, you know, things are par for the course, and maybe that I was just experiencing sort of the status quo. And if something was unusual, or if we feel like, you know, the experience is something that is not in line with what it should be, then I would reach out to my seniors to get their feedback on it. And then depending on that process, then going up to faculty. And, you know, here I would say I'm very fortunate that I have very supportive seniors and faculty and staff, and I always feel empowered to be able to bring things up. So in terms of advice, I would say, you know, for any prospective students, definitely look at programs where you can feel empowered to do that, where you are comfortable speaking and being able to advocate for yourself and others.
I definitely think that's important. Are there any questions you think applicants could ask when they're on the interview trail to kind of get a feel for how receptive senior people are at people advocating this way?
Yeah, absolutely. I think on the interview trail, it was a good sign if the program themselves advertised a system. So I know coming here from UC, that was something that was highlighted, the feedback system. You know, multiple residents, multiple faculty talking about like there are ways to escalate concerns. And so that's already a green flag if you're on the interview trail and you see that. If I don't hear anything about that, then I begin to ask simply, is there a system for feedback? Is there a system, like if I have concerns, is there a system in place to allow residents to express their concerns?
I am Brian Upton. I think the biggest things I learned from intern year is just how quickly you progress. So I think everyone starts off pretty timid and uncomfortable with the amount of knowledge that they have, but kind of there's a point through intern year where all of a sudden things just make sense. All of your training kind of kicks in and things just start flowing. And I think that's when a lot of people really feel like they're getting into their rhythm. That was something I didn't quite expect. I think for me, it came out of after doing one of the ICU rotations, I came back to the floor and like everything just seemed simpler after that. I think a combination of having some ICU experience, seeing sort of what the edges of physiology could be, and then bringing it back to patients that aren't to that extreme. And it just kind of put everything in perspective and was easier to manage at that point.
ICU rotation can definitely be eye-opening. Definitely for people who haven't had a lot of ICU experience before, you see some crazy stuff and that makes you better. Mm-hmm. Were there any specific experiences you had in the ICU where you really had an aha moment or learned a lot, you feel?
I don't think there's any one experience, but just seeing, you know, patients on ventilators, patients on multiple pressors, patients in various arrhythmias,
it puts a lot together.
Yeah, not just one case, but the the collective of all of them.
That's really where it's not just one organ system anymore. Everything's interacting.
Yeah.
From the anesthesia side, I know we often like ICU rotations because we get to do a lot of procedures. What strategies did you use to make sure you got access to doing procedures or kind of put yourself out there to get more experience with them?
I was relatively proactive. Just if a procedure needed to be done, just volunteering, like, you know, hey, I'd love to do this. I think one area that I was able to get a lot of extra experience was in the emergency department. Once the nurses learned that I was in anesthesia and could do IVs, they would come get me if they couldn't get it, or if there was they needed an ultrasound IV. They would usually come to me or one of the emergency medicine residents. Even though there were other off-service residents there, they knew that anesthesia was capable of doing them. And it was a good chance to do a lot of ultrasound in the ED as well, just because you need it and you're there.
And those are definitely the things where you can only learn so much reading a textbook. You kind of have to do a few to get good at it.
Mm, exactly.
Did you have a favorite rotation from intern year?
I mean, anesthesia.
That was an easy question.
Thanks again for joining us for our special episode with my co-host, Nate Moore. I started my intern year 10 years ago today. I still remember the feeling. I also want to thank our outstanding incoming CA1 class who put significant thought and effort into what they shared with us. If you enjoyed this month's podcast, please feel free to drop me a line at stylepointspodcast@gmail.com. Leave a review or feel free to share it with your friends or your mom. All right, take a deep breath, open your eyes. We're all done. Now you